This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
North Mac decked out in their Columbia blue uniforms with white numerals. They'll start Allie Collenback, a 5'7 sophomore, Emily Nicholson, a 5'8 senior, Sophie Starks, a 5'7 senior, Kaylin Martin, a 5'9 senior, and Brooke Metter, a 6' sophomore. Southwestern will counter with Josie Bullion, a 5'6 freshman, Annie Gallagher, a 5'9 freshman, Lexi Hall, a 5'11 junior, Molly Novak, a 5'8 junior, and Riley Smith, a 5'6 freshman. Piasaw Birds will win the tip. Riley Smith with a shot in the corner will not go. Sophie Starks comes up with a rebound. She'll bring the ball down on a dribble. She's being challenged there by Novak, who takes it away from her, takes it to the hole, left-hand layup, fits in. Molly Novak with a steal converts it into our first 2 points of the game. Piasaw Birds coming up with full court pressure. The Panthers are able to get behind them, and Emily Nicholson goes coast to coast and gets the layup. So Emily Nicholson says this is what you do when there's pressure. You get behind it, go for the layup. Piasaw Birds coming down quickly. They'll get the ball off to Annie Gallagher, and Gallagher with a pass from Lexi Hall gets two, making it 4-2 Southwestern. Hall with an outstanding pass there, found her. Now coming in against the double team, the Panthers going to throw the ball away. Novak with yet another steal. 1 minute into the game, Piasaw Birds with a 4-2 lead. Novak kicks the ball to Gallagher. Gallagher back to Novak. Hall inside posting up. Novak going to shoot a three. It won't go. Coming down with the rebound will be Brooke Medor. Back the other way go the Panthers. Nicholson on the dribble. She'll give it off to Collenback. Back up top, it'll go to Starks. Starks goes inside to the post to Medor. Off the glass, no good. Hall comes down with a rebound for the green and gold. Piasaw Birds in their white uniforms with the green numerals, green and gold trim. Out top, it'll go to Molly Novak. She'll set the offense up, and they'll go 1-4 low. Low post on each block, wings out wide. To Hall, she thought about a three. Instead, she'll swing it over to the right side. Now inside, it'll go to Smith, and the reverse layup is good by Riley Smith. With that, the Piasaw Birds take a 6-2 lead, and North Mac will take their first time out of the game. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, North Mac will inbound as Kylie Kaczynski has entered the lineup for the Panthers. She'll get the ball in to Nicholson, then get it back, and kick it over to Collenback. Still haven't got the ball across midcourt. Now Allie Collenback gets him there. She picks up her dribble. Well, she had it deflected, so she's allowed to re-dribble. Now a nice pump fake there by Martin. Her baseline jumper is no good. Gallagher comes up with a rebound for Southwestern. Back the other way, it's Emily Smith going down the right sideline. She'll kick it up top to Novak. Novak will back up and set up a double high post offense. She'll get a screen from Gallagher, give it off to Hall. Hall looking for a three. Instead, she'll go inside to Gallagher. Gallagher can't get the shot to drop, so she's going to try. Well, she didn't get out of the lane in time. Gallagher caught sticking around in the lane as the ball was passed out. Once you do that, you better clear the lane. Violation is Southwestern's first turnover. North Mac has committed two. Piasaw Birds with a 6-2 lead. North Mac with the ball. Kaczynski on the drive, shots up, rolling around, finally going down, and it'll count for Allie Collenback, who went to the hole on the left side as she got the lead pass there from Kaczynski and knew what to do with it. She took it right on down. Piasaw Birds will do some mass substituting here as they'll bring Burns, Wolf, Weibel, and Hopkins into the lineup as Collenback will attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Ball above her head. She'll eye it. She'll try it, and she'll buy it. It rolled around, went down. She has 3 points. It's 6-5, and I think somebody put a wrong score up on the wrong team. Score. Wolf has the ball, takes it up top to Burns. Burns to Hopkins. Hopson kicks it back out to Novak. She'll spot it for a three. Bottom of the net. Molly Novak with a three. As now the Piasaw Birds take the ball away once again. They'll get the ball back. That pressure defense working for the Piasaw Birds. Burns with the ball. I knew that was going to happen. There was a mistake on the scoreboard. Anytime the home team, which you always put on the home side, is actually the visitors wearing the dark uniform, it allows for confusion. Hopkins just inside the three-point line. She'll get two on that as she stopped and popped. Corey just back from a serious injury. She had a fractured bone in her wrist and just got released here within the last week or 10 days. She gives the Piasaw Birds the lead as she pops in two from the elbow. Once again, a turnover on the part of the Panthers. That is four turnovers on them. Wolf now with the ball to the head of the key. She'll give it off to Weibel. Weibel on the elbow on the right side. She'll drive into the lane, left-hand shot, up, rolls around, won't go down. Coming up the rebound is Kaylin Martin. Martin goes the other way, and she'll give it off to Collinback. Collinback, being guarded by Burns, takes it down to the corner, uses a little bit too much on the forearm. Allie will pick up her first foul. Coming back into the lineup for North Mac is Sophie Starks. Also making her first appearance is Claire Harvey, a 5'1 junior. Piasaw Birds leading 11-5 as we have played 4.5 minutes. They'll set the offense up. Novak up between the circles, being guarded by Kaczynski. She'll give off to Weibel. Over to Burns, who'll spot up for three. Nope, comes up short. Fighting for the rebound. It comes down. Loose ball. Going to be a jump ball. Piasaw Birds won the opening tip, so this one will go to North Mac. North Mac trailing 11-5 here with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Harvey swings around. Now the inbounds pass. Oh, almost a travel there. Ball was poked out of her hands by Weibel. Goes out of bounds. Coach Nick Sloman is telling her, hey, make sure of yourself. Keep your feet set under you. Don't be sliding those feet. Now, long pass. Going to be tipped once again by Weibel. However, it is going to be taken there by Martin. She'll go to the glass, and then she'll go to the free throw line as Hopkins going to be called on the foul. She was reaching in trying to stop the drive. She'll pick up foul number one. To the free throw line will go Kaylin Martin. Kaylin will shoot two. She's about a 62% free throw shooter on the season. She'll take a couple of dribbles, a couple, three more. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Nope, she can't buy it. Caught back iron and kicked off. So the score remains 11-5 in favor of the Piasaw Birds as Martin gets ready for her second free throw. Kaylin averaging about 14 points a game, looking for her first point tonight. She found it. Second free throw was good. So give her the point. Make it 11-6. Piasaw Birds getting some pressure coming down the floor. They get it into Weibel at the high post, and Weibel goes in quickly to get the 2 points there. Nice entry pass, and Weibel right down the lane. Now the Panthers throw the ball away, but coming up there to collect it is Kylie Kaczynski. She's able to control it and says, hey, let's go set the offense up and play some down here at the other end. She'll drive to the right side, now to the lane. Stop and pop, rolls off the rim. Offside rebound, good, no. Shot was up and rejected by Claire Harvey as Weibel got hold of that one, blocked that shot, and the Piasaw Birds come back leading 13-6. Over to Hopkins, it goes at the head of the key. Out to Weibel. Weibel looking as Burns cuts through. Back up top to Novak for a three. Nope, rattled around, wouldn't go down. Fighting for the rebound. Hopkins going to get the shot to drop. She was in the right place at the right time to get the putback. She'll also get a free throw, as the foul is going to go against Brooke Medor. So Medor will draw the foul. Hopkins will get the bucket. And one. Piasaw Birds with a 15-6 lead. As Mallory Buell enters the lineup, a 5'4 freshman for North Mac. As Hopkins, about a 50% free throw shooter. A little over 50 now as that free throw goes in. Hopkins has 5 points. The Piasaw Birds have a 10-point lead. It's 16-6. The Panthers having trouble with that pressure. Now the lead pass. They make the lead pass, break the press, but then Kaczynski, looking to throw inside, throws it away. The Piasaw Birds take it over. 6 points for North Mac, 6 turnovers for North Mac. Wolf gives the ball to Hopkins at the head of the key to Novak over on the right wing. Back up top to Burns for three. Nope, comes up short. Fighting for the rebound is Sophie Starks. She'll come away with it, and she'll do the little dribble job herself, and she'll take the ball down the floor. Being guarded by Novak, she'll get the reverse pass over to Buell. Buell will kick it back up top to Kaczynski, and Kaczynski will set the offense up. Now a loose ball on the floor. Wolf fighting for it. Wolf's going to get it. And she's going to also draw a foul. This one will go against, I believe, Kallenbach. And if that's the case, that will be her second. So Wolf doing an outstanding job there getting the to the loose ball. Kallenbach picks up the foul. It's her second, team's third. Faisal Birds will inbound. We got Michaela Royer coming into the ball game for North Mac, as Kallenbach will sit down with those two fouls. Burns with the ball, 100 seconds to go in the first quarter. She'll give it up top to Novak. Mallory kicks it over to the Weibel on the far side. Her three-point shot is up. Pushing, going to be somebody heading to the floor. Foul goes on Blue, 1-2, as Nicholson was caught working a little too hard for rebound position. Her first, team's fourth. Burns will inbound underneath the Faisal Bird basket. To Novak, spots up just inside. No, they'll give her three. Novak, with her second three of the quarter, gives her 8 points, gives the Faisal Birds a 13-point lead. Panthers have numbers at the other end, but as she stops to try to pick up and pass the ball, Mallory Buell slides her foot for turnover number seven. The numbers were there, 3-1, but she got just a little bit too anxious and picked up that dribble before she got her feet under control. Novak brings it down and gives it to Weibel at the head of the key. Nobody wants to come out to guard her. She'll give the ball off to Novak. Mallory's over on the left wing, free throw line extended. Back up top, it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins off to Burns. Burns goes down to Wolf over on the right corner. Wolf to Novak. Novak gets tripped as she goes into the lane. No whistle. Now there is a whistle. They'll say out of bounds on the Faisal Birds. That'll be turnover number two. Mallory felt like she had a little help getting to the floor, but the officials say it is incidental contact. Now here go the Panthers again with those numbers, 2-on-1, as this time it was Nicholson on the drive, and then she'll kick the ball out to Starks. Starks didn't know the ball was coming. She was running too fast and couldn't stop. Turnover number eight. Eight turnovers and 6 points for North Mac as we head to the final 45 seconds of the first quarter. Molly Novak looking for a three. No, she'll go to Hopkins. They'll go inside to Weibel. Off the glass and good. Faisal Birds doing a good job of getting the ball into the low post. Good entry pass. Good result for Weibel as she simply turned and shoot. It's all you need to do. Buell with the ball. She loses control of it. Wolf comes up with it. Going to be a foul called against Starks as she reaches in trying to keep Wolf from heading to the other end of the floor. So that'll go down as turnover number nine. And Riley Smith will come into the ball game. She'll give Novak a well-deserved rest with 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Burns will trigger it in, and she'll give it to Riley Smith, the 5'6 freshman. Smith will run the point as they'll set up a 1-4, two posts on each elbow. They'll go to send the screen, and now they'll give the ball back to Hopkins, inside to Weibel, off the glass, and good. Give and go, run to perfection by the Faisal Birds there. Weibel, who averages about 6 points a game, already has 6 points here in the first quarter. Desperation shot at the buzzer is no good. After one quarter of play, our scoreboard reads Southwestern 23, North Mac 6. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker. I've got game number one. Tim Mize sitting in the wings. He's ready with game number two. And game number three tonight will take you back to Litchfield for a boys' game between Hillsboro and Nokomis. Faisal Birds will get the ball to start the second quarter. Gallagher with the ball out top. She'll give it off to Burns, and they'll go reset the offense. Backside screen by Bullion. Now she'll stop and pop for three. Comes up a little bit short. Fighting for the rebound. It's about to go out of bounds. And it does. They're going to say his last touch by Ashley Yim. Our second game tonight, of course, a girls' contest pitting Gillespie, the number three seed, against Bunker Hill, the number six seed. And then, as we said, following that, we'll go back to the Litchfield tournament for the Hillsboro-Nokomis game. Hall's shot's up and no good, but there's Gallagher with a putback. The Faisal Birds doing a good job of following in there and getting those offensive rebounds. Gallagher, 5'9 freshman, has 4 points. Faisal Birds have a 19-point lead. Yim with the ball, gives the ball off to Kallenbach. Kallenbach back to Yim. Over on the wing, it'll go to Kaczynski. Kaczynski goes inside to Martin. Her shot's off the glass, will not go. Smith comes up with the rebound. Riley with the lead pass has it stolen. That's only the third miscue for the Faisal Birds. Yim does the duty. She'll go to the hole, it will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. and Smith will come away with it. So Riley Smith with two quick rebounds. He'll go quickly down to Bullion. He'll fire a long three, too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound, it's Kaylin Martin doing the honors. And she'll corral that one for the Columbia Blue and Black North Green Panthers. Back the other way, Kaczynski gets a little too far under the basket. Her shot won't go. Burns off on the run. She's got numbers on the layup. She'll go, no, she'll pass that layup up and give it off to Bullion. Give the assist to Burns. Give the points to Bullion. Josie's first two. Nice pass there as the Paisaw Birds worked a two-on-one. Drew the defense, got the diagonal pass, got the easy two. Burns comes up with a rebound of a missed shot that time by Kallenbach. The Paisaw Birds, leading by 21, go back the other way. Into Gallagher, up and off the glass, and good. It rattled around, but Annie got that one to go down. 4 points in the quarter, 6 points in the game for Annie Gallagher. Paisaw Birds up 29-6. Coming down the other way, Kaczynski with a little dribble behind her back. Now she'll go down the right side of the lane. She'll take the ball inside to Martin. Martin goes up strong, and she's going to be fouled. I believe Hall got her on the shot. Yes, indeed, it will go against Lexi Hall. It'll be her first. Paisaw Birds second. To the free throw line goes Kaylin Martin. She's 1 for 2 from there tonight. She'll eye the first one after a couple of dribbles, real low dribbles, bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Took a little scenic route, bounced around the rim a bit, but goes in. Smith will have a seat for the Paisaw Birds as Novak will return to the lineup. Martin getting ready for her second free throw. Again, those low dribbles, that deep knee bend, and release, and it's good. So Martin with 3 out of 4 free throws ties for the leading score for the Blue Panthers, excuse me. And it's 29-8 in favor of the Paisaw Birds. It's the North Mac Panthers. You know where the Purple Panthers are from. That would be Litchfield. We're heading to Litchfield after another game here. We'll take you to the Litchfield tournament where Hillsboro and Nokomis boys will do battle to finish the night. Burns for 3, comes up sharp. Hall fighting for the rebound. It goes off of her fingers. Novak is able to track it down. She'll give off to Burns. Burns will penetrate. Off to Bullion on the wing. Back up top to Novak at the 5-10 mark. The Paisaw Birds will reset the offense. Gallagher setting screens at the high post, gives off to Hall. They'll reverse the ball back around to Novak. Up top to Burns. She's set for the 3. Nope. Just a little bit short. They'll fight for the rebound. I think there's going to be a pushing foul called against the Paisaw Birds, struggling for the rebound position. 23. They're going to call that one on Annie Gallagher. She'll pick up her first third team foul against the Paisaw Birds. Emily Nicholson will re-enter the lineup as Brooke Medar will get a rest for the Panthers. Back the other way, Kallenbach being guarded by Novak, tries to dribble. She's denied, goes to the outside. Now back to the inside. They'll go. Shots up and good. Don't look now, but Kaylin Martin has just decided, I can play some power ball inside here. She posted up low on the block. She got the ball, kept it high, turned, squared, put it off the glass. Just as picturesque as you could ask for. Novak now with the ball gives it off to Burns. Burns will dribble drive and roll down the side of the lane. She'll now give the ball off to Novak, off to Bullion, thought about a 3. Instead, she'll dribble drive into the lane, have her shot blocked, and they're going to say foul on the play. Bullion shoots 2. Foul's going to go on number one blue, and that's going to be Kallenbach's 3rd foul. Bullion to the line to shoot 2. First one's up. Nope. Caught back iron and kicked out. She will get another one. Hopkins, Weibel, and Smith come into the Paisaw Bird lineup as Bullion gets ready to shoot her second one. This one rattles around and won't go down either. Coming up with the rebound is Kylie Kaczynski. Oh, she got a wide open teammate. Nicholson down the other end. She'll shoot, she'll miss. And the Paisaw Birds will get the rebound. Hopkins with a good job there blocking the shot. She ran on out of bounds. She wanted to touch the ball, but she knew if she did, she would be giving it up. So she waited for a teammate to retrieve the loose ball. The Paisaw Birds with a 19-point lead will get the ball into Weibel, go back up top to Novak. Inside the 3-point line, Novak's going to get a long 2 on that one. That'll give Molly 10 points on the night. Makes it 31-10, Paisaw Birds by 21. On the dribble, Kylie Kaczynski. She'll give it off on the wing to Starks. They'll go back up top into Martin. Martin knows what to do with it, and she puts it in the hole. Kaylin Martin has come up with two quick buckets inside. She'll get the shot to drop, and she'll get an and one. This foul will go against Corey Hopkins, who'll pick up her second. Kaylin Martin, a 62% free throw shooter. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw line here tonight. She's got another one coming. Dribbles, eyes, tries. Nope, can't buy it. Comes up short. Coming away with a rebound is Novak. She'll go down to Smith. Smith goes inside to Weibel. Weibel goes off the glass. Bing, bang, bong. And the Piesaw Birds pick up another quick 2 points. Piesaw Birds very efficient getting the ball down the floor. And then that little diagonal pass to the post player on the low post. Novak slaps the ball out of the hand. And back it goes to Kaczynski. Kaczynski into the corner. It goes to Martin. And her shot is up and no good. We're used to seeing Martin shooting those shots from right out of the blocks, and that time she was out in three-point land, and I think maybe she'd like to go backwards a little bit closer to the basket. We shall see. Smith with a shot from the right elbow, no good. Wolf comes down with a rebound. She'll kick it out to Novak, and the Piesaw Birds will reset. Inside 3 minutes we go here in the second quarter. Weibel with the ball. No, Hopkins with the ball. Gets it into Weibel. Now back to Smith. The ball is deflected. Loose ball on the floor. There's going to be a scramble, and we're going to have a jump ball. The arrow this time will be facing North Mac, so the turnover will go against the Piesaw Birds. It'll be their fourth as Natalie Keith, the 5'7 sophomore, replaces Corey Hopkins in the Piesaw Bird lineup. Sophie Starks will be the trigger person over to far side. She holds the ball high above her head, looking for someone. Now a long pass is going to be intercepted by Keith, and as she tries to pass it forward, it's deflected. And goes out of bounds, and they'll say it'll still be North Mac ball. Both coaches clapping there, applauding good effort by both teams. North Mac will maintain possession, still looking for somebody to throw it into. They get it into Claire Harvey. Harvey gives the ball back to Starks. Starks says, I better get it to a guard. She'll give it to Kaczynski, who brings it down on a dribble. Over in the corner, shots up, comes up short. That was Sophie Starks trying one. At the 2:25 mark, Piesaw Birds will get the ball back. Keith with the ball over on the right wing, kicks it back up top to Novak. Novak wants to set up a 1-4 offense. Nope, she says, let's go 2-3. They'll set the high post Weibel, who comes all the way out the head of the key, and as she takes the ball down, you never should do that. She's going to find that out the hard way. Claire Harvey reaches right in, gets hold of that ball, and causes another jump ball. This time the arrow was favoring the Piesaw Birds, so it will not be a turnover. Ashley Lim just comes into the ball game, as does Michaela Royer. Royer, easy for you to say. And the Piesaw Birds will set their offense. And Mallory Buell over there on the far side in the game as well. Back the other way, the Piesaw Birds, Wolf has it. Her pass is deflected, then stolen by Yim. Yim heads down the floor, and the Piesaw Birds follow quickly and knock the ball out of bounds before she can get a shot off. Five turnovers on the Piesaw Birds, who lead 33-12 here. With 1:53 to go till halftime. Screen being set by Medar. She gets the ball. She turns. She can't get the shot to drop. They're going to say the foul was on the floor anyway. They'll call the foul on the white 21. That's Bailey Weibel. She'll pick up her first. That's the fifth team foul. So North Mac will inbound. Sophie Starks will do the honors under her own basket. She'll get the ball into Buell. Buell will give the ball back to Starks. Starks on the dribble, lost control, picked it up, was able to get it off to Buell. Mallory on the dribbles, coming from left to right, looking to go inside. She gets the ball into Harvey. She'll turn, she'll square, and she'll shoot and score. Medor with a good shot there. And she came up strong on that one and got 2 points for Medor. That's her first points of the game. Keith with a three from the head of the key. Comes up short. There's Weibel with a rebound. It won't go. Fighting for the ball. It's going to be North Mac coming away with it. They'll settle things down as Mallory Buell will bring it down on the dribble. Buell goes over to the left side. She has the ball poked away by Isabel Wolf. Isabel Wolf showing some prowess on defense. She's gotten her hand into the passing lane a couple three times. Had a couple poke checks getting the ball away from the Panthers. They will inbound to Buell. Buell comes around the lane. She'll go over to the right side. She'll pull up her dribble. She'll go to Medar. Inside up and good. Brooke Medar with her second bucket in a row here in the second quarter as she came over posting low. That flash cut on the low post off the glass and good. 4 points for Medar, 33-16 as we head into the final minute of the first half. Smith with the ball up between the circles, being guarded there by Buell. Faisal Birds will slow things down with 35 seconds to go. Now they'll look inside to Novak. Back out to Weibel. Her baseline jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound. There's Wolf, comes away with it. She came from nowhere to get that rebound. And she'll kick it back up to Novak. And with 23 seconds to go, Coach Woolley says, we'll take a timeout. Southwestern 33, North Mac 16. Back after this message from WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Volker calling game number one tonight. Tim Maya sitting alongside. He'll have game number two, a girls' competition between Gillespie and Bunker Hill. And then we'll head over to Litchfield for our nightcap as we'll have Hillsboro and the Comus boys doing battle at the Litchfield tournament. But first things first, 23 seconds to go to halftime. Piesaw Birds leading 33-16. Will inbound in front of the North Mac bench. Riley Smith into Molly Novak. Molly brings it across midcourt, gives it off to Lexi Hall. To Keith. Keith with the ball, back up top. She'll go to Smith. Smith got poked. Smith got poked in the mouth, and the referees did not stop action. She's down on all fours. As the ball was rolling around, the Piesaw Birds recovered it. Now they have a substitute in order to get Riley out of the game. She got poked in the eye, and I know she's trying to hold back the tears, but right now probably the best thing that could happen for her would be let a few tears roll, cleanse that eye out. Wolf was fouled on the play, so she'll go to the free throw line, shooting the one and one. Her free throw's up, but no good. Coming away with the rebound is Ashley Yim. Will they get a shot off? Down the sideline, they cannot get a shot off as Mallory Buell lost track of how much time was left. Piesaw Birds will head to the locker room with a 33-16 lead over the Panthers of North Mac as we've come to halftime of this basketball game you're listening to on WSMI. The teams break their huddle as we get ready for third quarter action. Piesaw Birds, as we said, with a 33-16 lead over the North Mac Panthers. The Panthers will get the ball first, and they will be heading to the east end as this gym runs east-west, even though I get a little turned around sometimes. Inbounds pass comes in to Kaylin Martin. She'll give the ball back to Sophie Starks. Starks will set up the offense with a double high post. It'll go off to Martin, who'll dribble drive, and then she'll dish off to Nicholson. Nicholson stop and pop from 10. It won't go. Novak comes away with a rebound, and she'll head the Piesaw Birds back down the other way. Bullion looks inside from the wing. Can't find a low post open, so she'll set it back up top. It'll go to Weibel, and then back over to Gallagher, now to Novak, who then gives to Weibel, off the glass, rolls around, finally goes down. It's been bread and butter all night long for the Piesaw Birds. Bailey Weibel, averaging 6 points a game, comes up with 10, her 10th point of the night, as we open up action here in the third quarter. Down the other way, Nicholson on the dribble, now she'll try to pass the inside, Weibel will come away with it. 10th miscue by the blue and black. Ooh, you talk about black and blue. Bullion loses control. Her feet go off from under. She smacks onto the floor. Ball goes loose. Novak's able to recover it. Bullion's able to recover herself. She comes back up top. Gets a reversal pass to Riley Smith. Goes inside to Weibel on the other side. Working on the left side, working on the right side. Either way is working for the green and gold tonight. Weibel with 4 1/4, 12 in the game. Back the other way come the Panthers. Starks with the ball. Gives it off to Kallenbach. Kallenbach goes the down into the corner, now passes up, shot is up, roll around, finally goes down for Brooke Medar. Medar comes up with a bucket. She made a good, strong move to the basket. She was fouled, but they weren't going to stop her from getting that ball to the hole. So she'd go to the free throw line for an and one, as the foul will go against Annie Gallagher. It'll be her second. Medar, 50% free throw shooter. Eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. Caught front iron. I thought it was going to climb in, but instead it goes over the side. Bullion goes inside, trying to get the ball in to Gallagher, and a good defensive effort there by Brooke Medar. Medar knocks that one out of bounds, and the Piesaw Birds will inbound under their own basket. Bullion will be the trigger person, trying to get the ball in, can't find any. Finally, she gets it to Riley Smith up top. Back to Bullion. She's just inside the three-point line. Her shot rolls around, won't go down. Novak comes up with the rebound, and the Piasaw Birds will reset. Barely 2 minutes in the quarter, number three, 37-18, Piasaw Birds by 19 points. Gallagher at the head of the key to Novak, thought about a three, and then she decides to pull it back in and just let the offense set up as Colin Bach comes out and gets on her. Now lead pass into Weibel, a little bit out of control there. She deflects it, it goes back out front, and Riley Smith's able to regain control for the Piasaw Birds. Good interior defense there by the Panthers. This time Weibel with the ball, finds Smith, Smith coming across from the angle. Now she'll go back to the corner. Weibel watching as Gallagher screens low. They'll give it up top to Smith. Now back the other way, it'll go to Novak, who spins reverse layup and in. Molly Novak with her 12th point of the game. Makes it 39-18. Back the other way, it's Nicholson with the ball off to Kallenbach. Kallenbach to the lane, up, rolls around, won't go down. Been that kind of a night for her. She just can't get that good roll. Piasaw Birds will take it back the other way and they'll slow things up as Novak says, let's set up the 1-4 offense. A post person on each elbow. Novak will pass and then cut through. To Weibel, going up top to Novak. 4-3 comes up too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound, it's Kallenbach who comes away with it. She'll give it forward to Sophie Starks. Starks going to pop for three. Bottom of the net. Sophie Starks, haven't heard from her yet tonight. Think maybe we're going to hear from her some more. Good shot there. She drained that three. Give her her first points of the night. Give the Panthers 21 for the night. They trail by 18. Bullion with the ball to Gallagher. Inside to Weibel. Passes deflected out of bounds. It'll be Southwestern ball. Substitutions coming in. Yim will replace Starks. And Kallenbach will go out as Claire Harvey will replace her. Piasaw Birds will go with a line substitution basically as Hopkins comes in, Burns comes in, Hall comes in, and Wolf comes in. Novak, the only one who stayed on the floor, shoots a three off the inbounds pass. It's no good, but the Piasaw Birds come away with the rebound. They'll reset. Novak running the point guard, gives it off to Wolf. Wolf with a couple of dribbles gives to Hopkins. Hopkins back to Burns over on the right side. Burns will go up top to Hall. She'll think about a three. Instead, she'll kick it over to Wolf. Wolf looking inside as Burns cuts through. Now she'll give it off to Novak on a reverse. Inside they go to Hopkins. No, it'll go off to Hall in the corner. She'll go baseline, try the reverse layup. It's going to be blocked there by Claire Harvey, and the Panthers come away with it. Trailing 8 by 18 points, the Panthers come down on the dribble as Claire Harvey, the 5'1 junior, gives off to Ashley M., the 5'9 sophomore. Now it's off to Kylie Kaczynski. Kaczynski loses the ball, going to be a jump ball. No, they're not going to call the jump ball. The Piasaw Birds fling it ahead to Burns. Her shot's up, and it's good. So Burns stayed with it, and Abby gets her first 2 points of the game as she gets out ahead of the crowd. Nobody could catch her. She picks up two, and it's a 20-point game. 41-21 as Jim is trying to drive down the left side. She'll cross over and kick the ball back up top to Kaczynski. Kaczynski picks up her dribble and gives back to Jim. Jim says, hey, I think I got a three. No, let's go over on the wing. She tried the entry pass, and there was Novak with a kick save. Looked like a hockey goalie there. She kicked that one, then recovered it, but they're going to say, nope, can't do that. So the Panthers, trailing 41-21, they'll inbound with 3:16 to go here in the third quarter. They'll look inside, trying to get force the pass in. Will not go as Wolf is there to take it away. Piasaw Birds go the other way. 11th turnover of the game on the Panthers. Back goes Novak to set the offense up. She'll go to Wolf over on the left wing. Free throw line extended up to Hopkins at the head of the key. Now it goes off to Novak, up top to Burns. She'll try another three. Bottom of the net. Finally got enough oomph on it as Abby had had a couple that had come up a little bit short, but that one was perfect. She drained that one and got nothing but bottom of the net. Wolf makes the steal, almost lost control of it. Then she gets the ball off to Burns. Her shot won't go. And finally, the Panthers come away with the ball. 2:37 showing on the third quarter clock, 44-21. Piasaw Birds with the lead, North Mac with the ball. Coach Sloman says, I want a timeout. Does he take a timeout? We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, the Panthers will get the ball at midcourt over on the far side. Trigger person will be Sophie Starks. She's looking to get the ball inbounds, and that's not an easy thing to do against this Pius Auburn defense. She'll get it into Mallory Buell. Back to Starks it goes. Starks will roll dribble down the lane, and she'll kick the ball out. It'll reverse over to Claire Harvey. Now back to Starks, looking inside. Oh, nice pass there as she led the receiver, Kaylin Martin, to the basket, threw it away from the defender, and as the defender tried to wrap around, draws the foul. That'll send Martin to the basket, to the free throw line. The basket was no good, but the foul going against Lexi Hall will be her second. Martin to the free throw line. She's 3 for 5 from there tonight. 7 points, looking for number 8. She found it. So Martin averaging about 14 points a game is getting closer. She's sitting there with 8 points. See if she can pick up number 9. She'll spin that ball, bend those knees, take a few quick dribbles, then eye it, then try it. Nope, can't buy it. Oh, that one came off quickly. Almost caught Lexi Hall in the nose. She's able to pop it up, and Novak comes away with it. Hopkins down the other end, had the shot blocked, partially blocked, comes up short. Panthers come away with it. We approach the 2-minute mark, 44-22. Paisaw Birds have the Panthers doubled on the scoreboard. Coming inside is Starks. She looks to try to go inside. Pass is deflected, almost stolen away, but the Paisaw Birds have an errant pass going the other way, so North Mac will maintain possession. Martin with a looking for a shot on the three-point line. Instead, she'll kick it over on the wing and go in and post up low. Now she'll turn and going to pick up another foul on Hall. He slams that ball down to the ground a little bit too hard, but she got away with it. Lexi will pick up her third to the free throw line once again. Is Kaylin Martin. As we said, Martin's about a 62% free throw shooter. She's going to get a pair here. See if she can get it right the first time as she eyes it and tries it and buys it. Okay, the one thing that she hasn't done since the second quarter is to make 2 in a row. Let's see if she can do it here. If she can, it'll put her in double figures. She's sitting on 9, looking for point number 10. She'll eye that second shot. She'll try that second shot. And she'll buy that second shot. 10 points on the night for Kaylin Martin. She's the leading scorer for the Panthers as we go inside 100 seconds in the third quarter. Novak is with a push off as Buell hits the deck, and Novak's going to get the foul on Mally. It'll be her first foul. And the Paisaw Birds will have mass substitutions. They'll leave Novak in the lineup. They'll bring Bullion as well as Smith, Weibel, and Gallagher back into the Paisaw Bird lineup. North Mac will bring the ball in to Mallory Buell. Buell on the dribble, being guarded by Bullion. She'll dribble down to the sideline and then dribble back. Sophie Starks up between the circles. She wants to go into the lane. She's trying to pass a lead lob to Martin, but it's over her head and out of bounds for turnover number 12. 12 miscues on the Panthers, 24 points on the board for the Panthers. But the Paisaw Birds have 44 and lead by 20 as we head into the final 70 seconds of the third quarter. Gallagher between the circles gives off to Weibel. Gallagher now goes down to the low post. Smith going to fire a 3. It comes up a little bit short. They're fighting for the rebound. It's a loose ball, and Novak comes away with it. She'll give the ball off to Riley Smith. Smith will go out between the circles as we head into the final minute of the third quarter. She'll give the ball off to Novak. He'll drive to the free throw line. Thought about stopping and popping. Instead, she'll give to Smith. Smith will drive in there. She'll take that shot. It'll roll around and kick out. Coming down with a rebound is Kaylin Martin. Martin's going to take it down on a dribble. She'll get the ball across midcourt and then give it in to Medor. Medor thought about a shot from about 14. Instead, she'll kick it back outside to Kaylin Martin. Martin off to Mallory Buell. They'll set the offense up. 3-point shot up by Starks. It'll come up a little bit short and go out of bounds with 25 seconds to go. In the third quarter, the Paisaw Birds will have the ball and a 20-point lead. They led by 17 at halftime, 33-16. Now, Smith throws the ball in, and Novak was adjusting her sock, and she wasn't ready for it, but nonetheless, it falls right in front of her. She simply smiles, picks up the ball, and says, let's get the ball down the floor and get going. Over on the wing, it goes to Novak on the left side, up top to Smith for 3 at the head of the key. Comes up short, fighting for the rebound is Gallagher, up and off the glass, and it's good. Annie Gallagher with her first points of the second half. She had 6 at halftime. She has 8 now. Third quarter comes to a close, and the Paisaw Birds have a 46-24 lead over the North Mac Panthers. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. The Paisa Birds came out and dominated the first quarter tonight, outscoring North Mac 23-6 with a 17-point lead. It swelled to 24, but you'd have to say in the last two quarters, these two teams have played basically even. As North Mac, once they settled in and learned how to handle that Paisa Bird pressure a little bit, they've been able to work the ball inside and get some good shots. And, of course, Kaylin Martin with the free throw line. She has six free throws of her 10 points, so that has helped considerably. Novak for three. Bottom of the net. Molly Novak with her third three of the night gives her 15 points to lead the Paisa Birds. Makes it 49-24, a 25-point lead for the green and gold. Metter with the ball. They're looking inside, but not in time there, as the Paisa Birds come up with a steal. Back the other way they'll go. That's 13 turnovers on the Panthers. And as they go to the basket, the Paisa Birds draw a foul. And it's going to go against 13. That'll be Mallory Buell, who will pick up her first. Before they went into shooting mode, so it'll be Paisa Birds ball out of bounds under their own basket. Novak has her shot blocked by Medor. And back the other way come the Panthers. Shots up. Nope, they're not going to count it. They're going to say she double dribbled, and she's just kind of swinging her arms back and forth like I might have, but I'm not sure. Michaela Royer now into the ballgame, replacing Kaylin Martin, as the Paisa Birds will inbound with 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. 49-24, Paisa Birds look like they're going to pick up the win. This is their first action in the tournament. As the shot comes up by Novak inside, the Paisa Birds reverse the ball well. Novak picks up her fifth point of the quarter, her 17th point of the game. Back the other way goes Buell. She'll pick up her dribble, kick the ball back out top to Kallenbach. Kallenbach looks over on the wing to Nicholson. Nicholson drives. She'll dribble across the lane and then have to kick it off again. Back to Kallenbach, who'll shoot from 3-4 feet out in front of the basket. It rolls off. Smith trying to hit above everybody else to get down the floor. She does. She outruns the defense. And Riley Smith comes up with a layup, her fourth point of the game. Makes it 53-24. Paisa Birds have been in control of this one pretty much throughout. Inside they go to Medor. Medor's shot is up, and it's good. Once they get the ball inside, good things are happening for the Panthers, as Medor now has 8 points, and Martin has 10 points in the inside game. For the Panthers, who trail 53-26, Bullion with a three-point shot, no good. Novak with a rebound. Her putback's no good. Shot's up, and no good by Gallagher. But Gallagher's fouled from behind by Medor, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 5:57 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 53-26. Foul is going to go. Oh, they're going to call that one on Royer. Will be her second. And to the free throw line, Gallagher hits the first. Gives her 9. She's looking for 10. As Gallagher gets ready to shoot her second shot. She eyes it. Oh. Violation, as for some reason Novak got anxious to get in the lane. So Annie's second attempt doesn't count. And let's see. Natalie Keith comes into the lineup as Novak will have a seat. Gallagher will have a seat as well. As Ashley Watts, 5'5 sophomore, going to see some action here in the fourth quarter for the Paisa Birds. Going down the sideline is Claire Harvey. She goes all the way down the sideline, then kicks it inside to Metter. Metter is double teamed there. She just pushes her way in for a reverse layup as she goes up. Foul is called by the official way out here. He calls it on number 30. That will be Riley Smith, who'll pick up her first. And Brooke Medor will go to the free throw line for the second time tonight. She's 0 for 1 from there tonight. She's 50% on the season. She misses the first of two. She'll get another one as Starks will re-enter the lineup, replacing Michaela Royer. So Sophie Starks back in the lineup. Claire Harvey says, I'll go down and take a spot on the lane, as Medor comes up with her second free throw. She's sitting on 8 points, looking for number 9. Nope. It bounds around, won't go down. Watts comes up with the rebound. She'll give the ball off to Burns, who's taken over the point position for the Piasau Birds, to Weibel. Smith kicking around the inside. Off it goes to Natalie, and Natalie's shot is no good, as Keith was a little offline on that one. With 5:32 to go, 54-26, Panthers have the ball. Piasau Birds have the lead. Weibel had a loose ball, but she couldn't get hold of it, so she tried to kick it. And as soon as she did, that, of course, is a violation. Kaylin Martin will re-enter the lineup as Brooke Medor will come back into the lineup for the Panthers of North Mac, our host team this year in the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. On the dribble now, Emily Nicholson at the 5:20 mark. She'll bring it across midcourt. Piasau Birds up 54-26. On the dribble is Nicholson. Nicholson going to get the ball inside to Martin. Martin goes off to Starks. Starks from the elbow. It's good. Sophie Starks comes up with her first two to go along with a three. Gives her five on the night. Makes it 54-28 as we hit the five-minute mark. Off to Keith it goes, into the corner to Watts. Watts looking for Weibel inside. Instead, she'll reverse it to Smith. Riley with the ball gives it off to Burns. To the opposite corner to Keith. Keith at the three-point line gives it off to Weibel up top. Weibel will pass it to Burns. He'll stop and pop on the layup left-right side. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Last touched by the black and blue. So the Piasau Birds will inbound under their own basket. Abby Burns, the 5'3 junior, will bounce it in to Watts. Watts with a pass back to Burns. Her shot is over the rim, and she's down on the floor. She'll get two shots, will Abby Burns, as the foul will go against 23. That'll be Kaylin Martin picking up her first, as Burns will shoot two. Abby sitting on 5 points on the night, 60% free throw shooter. She'll eye the first one. Try the first one and buy the first one. 6 points now for Burns. And a 27-point lead for the Piasau Birds. Burns will get ready on that second one. She'll spin the ball out in front of her, then take three or four dribbles. Bend those knees, eye it, try it, and buy it. So Burns a perfect 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. After going 1-for-4 in the first three quarters, the Piasau Birds are 3-for-4 here in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. 4:30 to go, 28 points is the lead as the Piasau Birds have the Panthers double up, 56-28. They'll swing it all the way back around here to Kallenbach. She wants to go inside, but Keith's not going to let her go in there. Weibel down at the far side is trying to front the post. She can't get that done as Kaylin Martin swings around, gets the pass, spins to the basket for her first 2 points of the fourth quarter. Give Martin a dozen on the game. She averages about 14 on the year, so she's about there. Halfway through quarter number four. Piasau Birds will go inside to Riley Smith. Back out to Abby Burns. Burns with a bounce pass to Keith. Natalie will kick it out to Watts on the corner. She shoots, she scores, and she is fouled. The little kid there, Ashley Watts, as she was hit, it looked like that ball was probably not going to make it to the basket, but she had done just enough to get it there, and now she'll go to the free throw line and attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and she does. What a comeback. Nice shot from the corner just inside the three-point line, and then she comes back with a free throw after getting knocked on the deck. That foul, by the way, went against Emily Nicholson. It's her second. Back the other way go the Panthers. Inside they'll go once again to Martin, and once again, good results as Martin goes off the glass for her 14th point of the day. Just simply good old power basketball. She's getting the ball on the block. She's squaring up. She's facing the basket. She's putting off the glass. She's getting 2 points. Watts over on the other wing this time. She has the ball. She'll give it off and go up top. Down to 3:15 we go. 59-32 is the Piasau Bird lead. Burns out between the circles, picks up her dribble, finding somebody to look to pass to. Finally gets it to Weibel. Keith posting up low. She wants to go in. She's triple teamed and has the ball knocked away. Only the sixth turnover of the night on the green and gold. Back the other way goes Sophie Starks. She'll give it off on a drive to Claire Harvey. Harvey tries to pass it inside. Going back is Martin, and Martin once again goes to the basket. She'll go to the free throw line as the 5'9 senior posted up low. They'll call that foul against Weibel, And on Bailey, that will be her second. To the free throw line, Kaylin Martin. She's made a living there today. She's made six. She's missed three. Missed four. As that one was no good. Natalie Keith leads the ball game, as does Bailey Weibel. Lexi Hall comes back in, as does Corey Hopkins. So Burns is in there with Smith, Watts, Hopkins, and Hall for the Faisal Birds. Second free throw's up, and it's good by Martin. So Martin comes up with 5 points here in the fourth quarter, 15 points on the night. Setting the defense, Kallenbach is out there on the point. Martin on the defense as well, as Medor inside. And then also in there is Kaczynski. Kaczynski almost comes up with a steal. The fifth defender is Emily Nicholson over on the far side. Down to 2:30 we go. Is Hall's going to spot up for three at the head of the key. She'll get bottom of the net. That three gives the Piesaw Birds a 29-point lead. 62-33, 2:15 to go. Back the other way go the Panthers. Up top they'll go to Martin. Over on the wing they'll go to Kallenbach. Kallenbach dishes off to Nicholson. Nicholson spots up. Nope, in other words, she's going to pass it off to Kaczynski, whose shot won't go. Piesaw Birds come away with a rebound, and we go inside 2 minutes. 62-53, this is game number one of our triple header. Coming up next, another girls' game as the Piesaw Birds try three. It won't go, but Hall comes up with a rebound and a putback. Lexi Hall comes up with 5 points here in the quarter. 64-33 is our score. Nicholson with the ball on the dribble. I want to remind you that next up, Gillespie and Bunker Hill girls will be doing battle here from the Macoubin County Tournament. Tim Mize will have the call of that one forthwith. After his game is over, we'll take you back to the Litchfield Tournament, where it will be Hillsboro and Nokomis doing battle in a game that proves to be a good one you would expect. Two outstanding programs in Montgomery County. Smith with the ball at the free throw line extended over on the left side. Back to Watts, it goes over on the right side. Into the corner to Burns. Back up top, it'll go to Hopkins. They'll go into Hall. She'll spin, she'll shoot, she's fouled. Medor's going to pick up the foul on Brooke. That will be her second. Lexi Hall to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She'll shoot a pair. As we said, the Piesaw Birds are 4-for-5 here in the fourth quarter after going 1-for-4 from the charity stripe in the first three quarters. Hall's going to eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. So for Lexi, that is her sixth point, all of them coming here in the fourth quarter. She'll get another one. As Bullion comes back into the lineup, and Smith will have a seat. Second free throw, no good, fighting for the rebound. Faisal Bird's going to let it go out because it was last touched by the Panthers. So with 101 showing on the clock and the Piesaw Birds up 65-33, Southwestern will inbound to Ashley Watts. Ashley, the 5'5 sophomore, gives off to Abby Burns, who will spin dribble out between the circles. She'll now try to drive. Now she'll pick her dribble up and give it off to Hopkins. Hopkins is going to drive into the lane and kick it out to Watts. Watts back up top to Burns with 40 seconds to go. Abby says, let's back things up and see if we can reset things. Over on the wing, it'll go to Bullion. Bullion thought about a three. Instead, she'll dribble drive to the elbow, give it off to Hall. Hall with a pump fake. Now she loses control of the ball, and Kallenbach comes up with it. The ball is on the ground, and they'll call a jump ball. It'll go over to North Mac, so that'll go as the seventh turnover on the Piesaw Birds with 28 seconds to go. North Mac will have the ball trailing by 32. 65-33. See if they can go inside one more time. Kaylin Martin still working very hard in there. It goes to Medor. Medor's shot is blocked by Hall. Hall's going to pick up the foul. Medor's going to go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. Brooke Medor, a 6-foot sophomore. She'll eye the first one. She'll try the first one. She can't buy the first one. She has missed four in a row now. Let's see if she can get her sights set on this one. She'll eye that second free throw. She'll try that second free throw. She can't buy that second free throw. Caught back iron both times with 15 seconds to go. The Piesaw Birds bring the ball down. And They're going to stick on the dribble out between the circles. Watts is going to go over to one side, down to the other side. Now she'll fire up a three. It'll come up short, go out of bounds with 2 seconds to go. And the Panthers going to inbound the ball with 2 seconds to go. It'll come in to Kallenbach. She's going to give it back to Kaczynski. They'll let the clock run out, and it will do so. Faisal Birds pick up victory number one in the county, 65-33. Their first game in the county sees the Faisal Birds defeat North Mac 65-33. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this Macoupin County action that you've been listening to on WSMI.